Roads are certainly noisier in the wet. Just been standing underneath the A1 in an underpass waiting for the pretty heavy rain to turn into slightly lighter, less saturating rain. And if I'm totally honest, it wasn't really worth waiting. I just reached into my pocket to find my ever so reliable, always there spoffle, or mic shield as some people call it. It's not there. So this is the first time I've ever recorded, not ever, first time I've recorded an audio boo without some kind of mic shield over the top of the phone. I get asked a lot, what are you using to record? And it's just an iPhone 4. I do have a case on the iPhone 4 which enables me to power the iPhone when the battery's low. It's a Tekion and it does cover the microphone a bit and give you kind of a right angled kind of access to the microphone, so I don't know if that's going to help against blowy poppiness. I was going to complain about the rain, but then I remembered that I actually quite like it. More so since I got my Ventile jacket. There's a company called Snow Sled that do mountaineering and kind of adventure expedition gear. And if you don't know what Ventile is, I highly recommend you looking at getting some for outdoor clothing. I love it. It's quiet. It's British made mostly. It's waterproof, really breathable, and just so very comfortable. So on days like this, when the rain is coming down heavy, and we've only got rain here luckily, I mean apparently there's snow all over the place, and just when I thought spring was coming, then I'm more than equipped to survive. Yesterday was the Story conference, thestory.org.uk, and I knew what would happen when I woke up this morning. My brain would have deciphered and translated a lot of the thoughts that were flying around, and there were some great speakers, a lot of inspiration to be grasped if your mind was open enough. And at their request, it was devices down whilst you listen to the stories there in the room, and I did adhere to that on the whole. Throughout the occasional tweets, because I wanted to share what an important conference I thought it was, and I think next year they're probably going to need a bigger venue, even though I think the venue made the conference as intimate and cozy as it was. So it's made me look a little bit closer at the frameworks around the digital storytelling that I'm involved in. It's made me look at cross-platform multimedia or transmedia a little bit more. I don't think anybody talked about transmedia, but I've been doing a bit of research into cross-platform multimedia, and back in the 80s it was all about selling a story across multiple platforms. Well, I think that's where transmedia originated, and it was all about the merchandising, the getting your return on investment for a particular story. But now we're all storytellers in some shape or form, and not necessarily out there to sell our stories, but to share information, be you an activist or a campaigner or a hobbyist. Sorry about the audio quality, the wind's really picking up. I think it's important we do look at this, and I was wondering the kind of backups I have for this system and the kind of workflow that I use now. Audioboo being the prior choice for audio, what's the backup to that? Well, it would be emailing audio into Posterous, which creates an RSS feed. Nowhere near as feature rich as Audioboo, but good in the backup. Should Audioboo go down, or should I not have the ability to post to it through not having an iPhone or good browser interface? What's the backup for photos? Well, I've got Mobile Me servers, potential Dropbox, as well as two Flickr accounts, but if Flickr goes down, then you're looking at other places, TwitPic of course, and other bits and bobs. How do we tie all this together? How many of these platforms utilize GPS data. And speaking with Richard Mackney around the South by Southwest project that will be happening sooner than I think, we've been plugging in some kind of scraper functionality, kind of a hub that looks through to content that's been made on different platforms. So I guess a framework for the story, although you are just peeking into certain elements, unless you go to a posterous blog or some such content delivery platform. And it's and you know, Richard's been, I guess, in a way introduced me to going back to the basics. So hang on, you're looking at doing this, 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 and this. Take for example the Guardian Hack Weekend on. He says, well, you can get most of this functionality by using email and this platform or this and this. So I know a lot of people have got issues with Posterous not embedding JavaScript and some of the limitations and bits and bobs. Well, or should I say only embedding the JavaScript they want to embed. But there do seem to be some great options where, say, for example, you post a photograph and an audio file into Posterous. That post will show the photograph and the audio file. But if the photograph has geodata embedded, Richard showed me how you, or he showed me that you could, activate the geodata and get a map pop up as well. So you have your photo, you have your map, you have your audio. So that is an interesting framework about around three types of media. And if you add a bit of text, of course, in that email, you've got four types of media. I'm liking this. You could even just drop a video in the same email. Of course, with the plans for... hey, come here! Come here! Sorry, I am walking the dog. That wasn't just a random shout at your wandering mind. Come here! I'm going to put on the lead. We're getting closer to the busy road. As we're relying quite a lot on bandwidth here because of the whole need to send an email with masses of data in there. Of course, Audioboo implementing chunk uploads would solve a lot of this. And I'm wondering if there are audio platforms that will do the same. So, these are my thoughts for the morning. Creating frameworks around transmedia so that you can tell multimedia stories easier and deliver them easier, and of course do all of this from a mobile device like this that I'm doing now. This has the ability, Audioboo, to do geo, photo and audio, but I'm kind of looking now to do more than the square hipstamatic style avatar. I want a high resolution image going up, and I know that it's on Audioboo's list of added functionality, but they are busy people and they have a lot of new stuff coming out soon, so it may be I have to come up with a backup plan whilst I wait, because there's nothing as easy as just going to the one app and doing everything. Cool. I hope you have a wonderful weekend wherever you are. I am dry under this massive coat. The dog even has a little coat on, but just kind of on her back, because this is cold rain. Enjoy the weather. Yeah, make the most of all this, because you know, soon it's going to be spring and then it's going to be summer, and then you're going to wonder where the rain went.